Time for business with Anand Zaki.
Thank you, Ingrid. Atamadie. Households and businesses face another 12 months of battling inflation, high interest rates and a slow economy. Infometrics chief forecaster Gareth Kiernan says it'll probably be the middle of next year before it feels like the worst of the economic downturn is behind us. The economic research firm expects inflation back in the target band of 1-3% early next year, but consumer spending shrinking through the middle of the year and weak growth for another year. But until then, Gareth Kiernan says economic pressures will continue to suck more money out of household budgets.
Our forecast at the moment, we're not expecting the official cash rate to get back down to 4% until the end of next year. Look, even if the Reserve Bank does start to cut from late 2024 or early 2025, interest rates are still going to be relatively restrictive for economic activity, even through 2025, just not quite as restrictive as we're seeing at the moment.
Gareth Kiernan expects the Reserve Bank to start cutting rates in November, with it eventually settling around 4% by the end of 2025. An online education startup wants to help upskill the likely growing number of displaced non-tech workers as the use of artificial intelligence grows. The Wellington-based company called NextWork has raised $2.3 million in early funding, led by venture capitalists including GD1, Blackbird and Icehouse. In a bid to test its platform and raise awareness, the company wants to recruit 1,000 non-tech workers for a free Amazon Web Services certification course. NextWork founder Amber Joseph says a key difference is the company will offer self-paced learning. She says she wants to ensure people can upskill easily due to the changing nature of technology, particularly AI.
I think that we're seeing a lot of people who are losing jobs because of AI, you know, really good, well-paying jobs. And that shouldn't mean that they're out of luck or out of work. There really is the chance for them to upskill and to learn some skills that are really going to, you know, promote them and get them into that entry-level job that's going to take their career just soaring. And NextWork is all about that.
Amber Joseph says NextWork has the potential to grow beyond tech learning. Global shipping markets remain stretched and nervous given fears of escalating hostilities in the Middle East and drought in Central America. Shipping traffic through the Suez Canal has more than halved on a year ago and are down a third through the Panama Canal. The latest incident to ratchet up nerves is Iran's detention of a container ship linked to Israel near the narrow Strait of Hormuz, through which about 20% of the world's oil travels. Shipping analyst Peter Sand of Zenita says the area has been a trouble spot for decades.
But for the time being, it seems as if everyone is waiting, and they are waiting with contingency plans ready in the first drawer to avoid the area if such an escalation would also impact further the maritime industry. But for the time being, it seems as if containers are moving in and out as any other day. But the cost, of course, not only in freight rates, but also in insurance is going up by the day.
That's shipping analyst Peter Sand of Zenita. While looking at the financial markets, Wall Street's main indices continuing an underwhelming April. A key reason is chip stocks. Semiconductor companies have been a strong point on Wall Street over the past few months, but they have fallen. The main indices all a bit softer. The local top 50 index resumed its local is losing ways, but closed off its lows down 39 points at 11,836. New Zealand dollar trading at 59 US cents, 91.9 Australian. Oil steady at $87.10 a barrel, and gold has risen $21, $2,382 US dollars an ounce. Updated numbers around 8:30.